Psalms 100, and I started with this scripture in the opening where it says, it's good to thank the Lord. Would you say that with me? It's good to thank the Lord. This psalm will give us a couple of reasons why. Let me join you there, Psalms 100. And the Bible says this in verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Let me read that again. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Verse 5, this is why. For the Lord is good. Would you say that with me? For the Lord is good. His mercy, that word is also translated loving kindness. His mercy, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. If you want to write this down, I just want to give you real quick three reasons why it's good to thank the Lord based on this scripture and another. And there are many reasons why it's good to thank the Lord. So I'm just going to share these three, try to make it simple and practical. First of all, thanking the Lord blesses him. The Bible says, be thankful to him and bless him, bless his name. So when we give thanks to the Lord because he has been good and he is good to us, it blesses him. The Bible says that we magnify the Lord with thanksgiving and it pleases the Lord. So thanking the Lord blesses him. Second, it draws us closer to him. What does that psalm say? It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. So it's like thanking the Lord draws us closer to him. Let me ask you a question. If you do, maybe you give to, and what doesn't matter, maybe kids or family or someone, or maybe coworker, friends, neighbors, and you give something to them, if they genuinely thank you, would you feel like it drew you closer together or pushed you apart? Closer together. We have that nature, I believe, from the Lord, that genuine gratitude draws us closer to one another, but it draws us closer to the Lord. So thanking the Lord blesses him, that's two words. Closer to him, that's three words. And then the last one, enjoys more from him, four words. So I tried to keep it simple. Blesses him, closer to him, and enjoys more from him. You know, if we are thankful for God's blessings and we're genuinely, and not just his, certainly we can thank one another, thank God for his blessings and showing gratitude, we'll enjoy them more than if we just take him for granted and constantly complain and criticize, and so that's gonna rob us of joy. So it's, I know we don't live in a perfect world, but God is, let me say this. We don't thank the Lord because life is always good. We thank the Lord because he is always good. And even when life is hard and people are mean, God is still good. And if I know him, he is with me, he's in me, and he will give me grace to walk it through. That's why it's so important to stay close to him. And if thanksgiving keeps me close to him, I need his grace. I need his help, his strength, his power. Sometimes just we need that to overcome a temptation to sin. We need his grace and his presence and power. We need his strength to maybe forgive someone, to not be so easily offended. We need his help and his grace and strength to keep going when we don't feel like going and we're discouraged and down. So that's so important. I want to be close to the Lord. I need to be close to him, but thanksgiving helps me get close to him and stay close. So thanking the Lord blesses him, closer to him, and enjoys more from him. So let me give you this real quick. If you want to write these verses down, many of you are familiar with them, but I don't want to fail to mention this in every service, maybe someone online or here. I always want to share the gospel because I never know, and it's not my place to know, if this will be the only chance I have to share the good news with someone who may not know the Lord and how they can be forgiven and know God as their Father, know that he is good. And he's not just some God out there somewhere, but he's close and he's available. And the scripture says this, if you want to write these verses down, because I said it's good to thank the Lord. Why do we thank him? He's good. How is he good? So Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. God is holy. He's perfect. He is sinless. And we have broken God's word. That's what sin is. It's breaking God's commandments, breaking God's law. If we break man's law, if we're caught, there are consequences. Or there could be. And breaking God's law, there are consequences. The problem is not just what I do. I have sin in my heart. Sin is in the human nature. That's why we have to train our kids to do right and overcome temptation ourselves to do right. Even if you're not a Christian, that we have an idea of right and wrong. There are consequences for sin. The first part of Romans 6:23 says this, for the wages or the penalty or consequences of sin is what? It's death. So we've all sinned, and death means separation. Spiritual death, separation from a holy God. Physical death is separation of the spirit, the real person, from the body. Here's the good news. Thank God that even though I have sinned and my sin separated me from a holy God, condemned me, not just in this life, but forever, Romans 5:8 says God demonstrates. He showed, he proved it. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Thank God. Now, because Jesus suffered and died on the cross to pay for my sins, to pay for our sins, your sins, your sins. And he rose again the third day to conquer death, to show that he really is the Son of God and he is Lord. The Bible says, Romans 6:23, I'll complete the verse this time. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. God is the gift. He's the best gift. If we get him, we get everything that comes with him. Eternal life, forgiveness, abundant life, forgiveness of all of our sins, and his spirit enters our heart to help us live for him. When that person that gets on your nerves and you're fighting and you're wanting to, if we know the Lord, his spirit is in us and he'll help us to overcome that urge to do the right thing. Can I get just even a soft amen? Just a gift we don't deserve. We receive it by faith. That's why Romans 10:9-10 says this, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, he is the Son of God, he is Lord, he is God. If we confess that with our mouth and believe in our heart that he not only died for my sins, but that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. That means rescued, forgiven. Verse 10 says, for with the heart, one believes and is made right with God. That's what righteousness means. Remember, sin was in the heart. So when God's spirit draws us to believe that Jesus is Lord, he cleanses our heart and he comes on the inside and his spirit enters us. And he's with us every moment of every day until the day that we physically leave this tent, this body, and see him face to face. It's good to thank the Lord. He's good. He's worthy to be praised. So it's good to thank the Lord. Jesus is the best gift. And then the Bible says that every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from him. So it's good to thank him. In just a moment, I'm going to invite any of the kids who may want to play. See, we're in a time of football bowl seasons. This is not football, but I've got a bowl game for you. It's not the Cotton Bowl. It's not the Fiesta Tito's Fiesta Bowl or the Orange Bowl or the Rose Bowl. It's a Thanksgiving Bowl. In order to bowl, you have to thank the Lord. All right, or think of something that you want. But I want to do something before we do that. Brother Mark, could I get you to do something? Would you lead us in this song? And then we're going to have that. And I'm going to close with just something out of where Jesus healed 10 lepers. All right? Thank you, Lord. Y'all can go ahead and sit up.
She's with us. On our anniversary, we took a long time. And just to have her there, everything's here to tell her my nieces, my babies, my brothers.
Good to thank the Lord. Amen. Would you say that with me? It's good to thank the Lord. Let me read a scripture here before we invite any of the kids who want to come up. And I appreciate my automatic pin setter uppers here. Let me read you this scripture. In fact, let me do something before we put it on the screen. Let me read it to you, all right? It just says this. It's a prayer. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. We don't always feel like thanking the Lord. We won't always understand. Sometimes it may be a sacrifice, but he's still good. And that's why we thank him. So he says, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Any idea where that came from? I don't want to. Oh, they're putting it up. Let me read you the next verse. First, let me go back. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. That's always a good thing to do. And my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. Do you know the Bible pictures our prayers, our worship, and our giving as ascending up to the throne of God? He says, verse 8, those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. But I'll sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I'll pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. So the Lord spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. That thanksgiving sacrifice was offered from fish guts, from the belly of some great fish. Now, if he can thank the Lord, I think we can too. So, if any of the children would like to participate in the Thanksgiving Bowl, come on up. And I'm going to give you a couple chances here. And I can tell all of you adults, this is not as easy as it may look. So, no, I've... Okay, so we'll give you all a chance. But I want you to try to think of something you're thankful for, okay, before you bowl. All right? Is that okay? If you need help, I'll help you. All right? Kim said y'all got to move back a little bit. She's... All right. All right, how about here? Right here behind us. Come on up here. If you keep it on the floor and roll it that way, it might be easier because it wants to bounce, okay? Do you have anything you'd like to thank the Lord for?
My family.
Do you thank the Lord for your family? Okay, thank you. Oh, look at, oh, well, there you go. Oh, thank you. Well, strike. All right. Do you have anything you would like to thank the Lord for? And you can say the same. It doesn't matter. It's not a right or wrong answer. For food. All right, there you go. Did you have a good Thanksgiving? All right, so let's have a shot here. There you go. All right. No pressure. All right. Do you have something you would like to thank the Lord for?
I thank the Lord for everybody in church.
Me too. Thank you, Will. You want to hold that just a second? Let me get them set up. And then whenever you're ready, okay? There you go. Well, I'm glad I didn't do this first. Because I can tell you I didn't do that. All right. Carl, do you have something you would like to thank the Lord for?
Thank the Lord for Jesus.
Thank the Lord for Jesus. Thank you. That's all. No, hold on. You get two chances in bowling, okay? Ah, that's all right. Hey, that's very good. Thank you. All right. All right. Do you have something you would like to thank the Lord for?
Yeah.
What?
My Nana.
Your Nana. We thank the Lord for her too. How about that? All right. I got it. Okay. That's okay. You use the bumpers. We have bumpers. This is the kids' bowl. There you go. All right. One more shot. How about that? That's all right. That's good. Thank you. All right. Let's give him a chance. Well, I tell you what, that red goes right with your outfit, doesn't it? Do you have something you would like to thank the Lord for?
My dad.
Your dad. All right. Good. All right. Thank you. Look at that. All right. Very good. Thank you. All right, Logan. with your Virginia jersey on. Do you have something you would like to thank the Lord for?
Family.
For your family. All right, thank you. All right. Let's clear that one out of the way. That's all right. That was good. Good job. All right. How many more? Okay. Hey. Lorelai, do you have something you want to thank the Lord for?
My family and all the things I thank for.
All right. For your family and all that, all the stuff. What was that? All right. All the things that you have. That's very good. Thank you. All right. So we thank the Lord. You want to give it a shot there? Just try to. That's all right. Bumpers. See? We got bumpers for the kids. One more. That's all right. You did a good job. Thank you. Hey, if we're thanking the Lord, that's a winner. All right. I'm going to give them a chance to set up. Harley, do you have something you would like to thank the Lord for?
I'm thankful for
our house. All right. Thankful for your house. That's a blessing. I'll tell you what. That's a great blessing. I've seen some people who don't have a house. So, all right. All right. Very good. We get another shot there. Let me clear those out of the way. Oh, that was a good shot. That was a good try. Almost split them. Yeah, almost knocked them down both. Do you have something you would like to thank the Lord for?
That Jesus died on the cross for sins.
Amen. That Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Very thankful for that. All right. There you go. We get two shots, okay? That's all right. That's okay. We can get another shot. There you go. That's good. Good job. All right. Ellie, what you got on your... Is it a cat? Let me see your picture. A cat? Okay. Actually, it looks like a... It's a... Yeah, a lioness or something. A tiger there. Okay. You know, I wanted to train tigers in the circus at one time. Did you know that? You knew that, didn't you? Or did you? You didn't? You didn't know that? Royal Bengal tigers, I wanted to train them. I met the guy who trained them a couple times. He let me come backstage when they were at the Coliseum. I was thinking about it this morning. It's probably a good thing that that didn't work out, though. I can't even train a cat.
But he's trying.
Do you have something you thank the Lord for? For God? Just thankful. There you go. Thank God for him. That's right. We'd all be lost without him, wouldn't we? All right. We wouldn't be here. All right. Very good. Thank you. There you go. I think that was everyone. All right. Well, can we thank our helpers here today, too? And would you take... Join me in Luke 17, share this real quick, and then we'll have communion. Luke 17. I bumped the heat 1 degree, and it felt like it went up 15. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Luke 17. Would maybe one of the guys... volunteer to be a leper? Okay. Good. You can come on up. He said, I don't know what it is. See, you don't do that. If you don't know what you're volunteering. That's what I was just thinking. Yes, I remember hearing this years ago. I'm not critiquing anyone. I grew up in a Baptist church, but it said two places you don't raise your hands in the army and the Baptist church. That was the... All right, you just come on up here. Just stand right there a minute. All right. Luke chapter 17, let me read verse 12. The Bible says this, "Then as Jesus entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. Now, leprosy was a disfiguring skin disease of some kind. So, I've got to give you some lepers spots, like some sad faces. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to make you a leper for the time being.
Oh, okay.
And let me think. Oh. Well, there you go. How about, what do you think? I got something else in mind maybe for that. All right. He's being healed. He will be. All right. And sometimes because it was disfiguring, you know, they might have like fingers fall off or toes fall off. So let me just put this on your hand because you might... See, you wouldn't be able to play drums. Maybe one hand, you could do something there. So you're a leper. Maybe one more, I don't know. Let me think. Maybe his nose fell off. I don't know. Hopefully this won't, you have no allergies to it. Adhesive, do you? I won't do that to you. How about, I'll let you put it on. How about that? Would you just put it right on your nose?
I don't have a
hand. Oh, he just had to do that. Good enough. All right, so he's a leper, okay? The reason people had to stand far away was because they were to be isolated. A leper was considered unclean. And you could never touch your family, your siblings, mom, grandmother. You could never touch a friend. You had to live out by yourself while you were a leper. And there was no cure for leprosy. So when they heard that Jesus was coming, they started screaming out. Let me go back to that. This is verse 13. They lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Because if you had leprosy, would you want to be healed? No doubt, right? So this is what Jesus said, verse 14. So when Jesus saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priest. Now nothing had changed, didn't feel any different, didn't look any different. Well, how should I? Why? I'm not cleansed yet. But they went because they believed. See, when we believe God's word, we'll do what it says. I can say I believe it. But if you really want to know if I believe it, I'll do what it says. So as they went, that's right, thank God. If you want to take that one off, okay? I might pull your hair a little bit, sorry.
That's okay.
As they went, they were cleansed. There you go. And just hang out here with me a moment. The Bible says that as they went, they were cleansed. And then verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. How did he glorify God? The next verse tells us. He fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was part of a group that was looked down on by many people at that time, but not Jesus. And the Bible says that he came down, he fell on his face, he just thanked the Lord. And then Jesus asked this question, verse 17. So Jesus answered, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Now, I know it can be easy to critique the 9, but let's be honest. How often do we take God's blessings for granted and not thank him for his many blessings? Not condemning anyone. I'm just, let's be more mindful to not do that. That's all. Because it's good to thank the Lord. Would you say that with me? It's good to thank the Lord. And then he says this, verse 18, were there not found any who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Translated, saved. One man, they were all cleansed. One man received more than physical cleansing. He received salvation and he received healing and he was made whole. If he was missing some digits, he was healed. That's what Jesus does. Now, leprosy is a picture of sin. I'm gonna close with this and we have communion. There was a procedure that a cleansed leper had to go through to be pronounced clean by the priest. He would take two living birds and a bowl of usually maybe some type of clay and scarlet yarn, if you would hold that, and cedar wood and a hyssop branch. And what he would do is kill one bird over the water so that blood and water went into the bowl. He would take the living bird and dip it in along with the wood and the scarlet. And he would dip this hyssop branch in it and sprinkle it on him. Would you count with me? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Then the priest said, I pronounce you clean. Now you're free to go back to your family and your friends. Of what? Oh, not that I remember.
That's the only animal that carries that disease.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know that.
The only one you can get infected by.
By the what we call leprosy today?
Be in contact with waste from the armadillo.
Wow. This is a picture of what Jesus did for us. How did Jesus die? He was what? What's a cross made out of? When the soldiers mocked him, they placed a robe on him. It was a certain color. Anyone remember what color it was? Scarlet, to mock him. Jesus was dying, gasping for air, and the psalm prophesied that he would be so dehydrated, his tongue would cling to his jaw. And he said, I'm thirsty. And someone grabbed a sponge and put some sour wine vinegar on it and put it to his mouth. Would anyone like to guess what type of branch they used to put that? In the Bible, 7 is the number of completeness. Because our great high priest suffered and died on the cross. And when the soldier pierced his side, blood and water came out. And because he died, we can live. And he, as our priest says, I now pronounce you clean. And that living bird was set free to go on because it had been sprinkled by the blood. And when we are saved, Jesus says, I died for you. Now you're free from your sin. You're free from that condemnation of hell. You are free to worship and serve me, and I pronounce you clean. And what God cleanses, let no man say is unclean. That's good stuff, man. It's good to thank the Lord. Before we share communion together, can we just sing this little chorus and give him thanks? And again, this, you know, when Jesus had that initial communion, the Bible says, and when he had given thanks, he broke the bread. and passed it out. He said, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Let's remember the Lord and what he did for us this morning, all right? I was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost. I was blind. I was running out of time. Sin separated. The breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross, you paid the debt I owed. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I had hope. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life. Brought me from the darkness into glorious light. You took my place. You took my place, laid inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, but then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, and life has no end. Thank God, for I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. Lord, I thank you that you cleansed us 7 times completely. And so today we just want to humble ourselves, be mindful of you, be grateful to you, and receive this Holy Communion with grateful and faith-filled hearts in you and your power, in Jesus' name.